now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to be looking at the course. It's one point of those years that comes up regularly in Switzerland where the votes will be taking place. And it's going to be this month. Swiss voters are being called to the ballot again to vote on three issues. A reform of the pension system, a popular initiative against factory farming, and a modification of the federal law on anticipated tax. In the coming weeks, we're going to take a closer look at each one of these issues, starting today with the referendum against the proposed pension system reform. Now, Dario, we have spoken about this before, but this is when it's come out for the vote. It's a big, important point for the government, isn't it?
Yes, the Swiss pension system needs reform as the baby boomer generation reaches retirement age and people continue getting older. Ever fewer people in the workforce have to finance ever more people's pension. At this rate, the AVS, or the Old Age and Survivors Insurance that makes up part of the Swiss pension scheme, will lack around 18 billion Swiss francs by 2030.
Okay, so what is the government proposing?
Well, the so-called AVS 21 reform that the Conseil Fédéral proposes would see women's standard retirement age gradually increase from 64 to 65 years, so the same retirement age as the men's. Women that are currently close to their retirement age would see their pensions increased by 160 Swiss francs a month at most to compensate for the additional year of work. The reform would also see an introduction of a more flexible retirement scheme allowing people to retire anywhere between the ages of 63 and 70 years.
Okay, but would increasing the women's retirement age by 1 year be enough to overcome the system's financial problems?
Not entirely. So to finance the AVS until 2030, raising the pension again age for women isn't enough. The reform also plans to increase the standard value added tax by 0.4% from 7.7% nowadays to 8.1% if the reform passes. So everybody would have to chip in a little bit with every purchase we make. And mind you, this is a reform that will only secure the pension scheme until 2030. Additional reforms will definitely be necessary for the years beyond that.
Okay, now the reform proposed by the government was accepted by Parliament in 2021, but we've got a referendum has been launched against it almost immediately. So Parliament said yes, the government says yes. However, the people are still going to have their say.
Yes, Left Wing Alliance launched a referendum against this proposal. They argue that by increasing the retirement age of the female population, savings are made at the expense of women.
Well, people would say, though, isn't it fair that men and women will actually retire at the same age?
Well, the issue for the left here is that women already have a lower pension on average than men. This is because during their work life, they're more likely to work part-time as they also do much more of the unpaid work, such as housekeeping or looking after children and relatives. In addition, the left-wing parties deplore that any previous attempts to introduce coercive measures to fix injustices faced by women on the job market, such as the still existing payment gap, have failed. And as long as such measures are not introduced, the left-wing parties don't want to hear about equal retirement ages for men and women.
Okay, but so that's the left-wing, but centre and right-wing parties, as well as the government and the business sector, are broadly in favour of this plan.
Yes, they warn that something needs to be done urgently to maintain the level of pensions till 2030 and not penalize future generations. They also argue that women should work longer because they also have a higher life expectancy than men and therefore need a pension for longer.
Okay, so do we have an idea which way this vote will go? Because it's a referendum, so if it passes and the vote and then the whole motion fails, then we really are actually going to be sort of like back to square one. So where are we going to be on this, do you think?
Well, according to the first official survey conducted by the GFS Bern Institute for the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, 64% of the population would accept a higher retirement age for women. So this AVS 21 reform has a good chance of passing. Even among the female voters, a short majority of 52% favor the reform. So those numbers suggest that a refusal of the reform is rather unlikely, but we're probably going to see a very nice Röstigraben, a Rösti divide between the results in German-speaking parts of Switzerland and in French-speaking parts of Switzerland, as the French-speaking part of Switzerland is usually more inclined in these kind of votes to go with labor unions and yes, more of for more social security.
Okay, but on the whole, though, it looks like the government will get its way on this one.
Yes,
right,
most likely.
Well, we have to wait and see for that. Okay, then, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you could always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.